It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Dan Manley and Glenn Leverage with you from Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington, and it's time for semifinal round play in this 2024 Sweet 16. And, well, we've got the all-time leading score in boys basketball in Kentucky. We've got great crossing with some phenomenal college-bound players coming up in this first game. Later on, we'll see a guy who's headed to South Carolina that has electrified the crowd, taking on Larry Miller's Evangel Christian squad. It's going to be a great early day of basketball leading up to a championship game tonight. We're so glad you could join us here on WMST AM and FM and WMSTRadio.com, where you can listen live. We'll be back. We'll catch up with the head coaches of Lyon County and Great Crossing. That's on the way next after we step out for 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
All right, good morning. This is Glenn Leverage. Dan Manley's on his way out to start the high point for me when he interviews the respective coaches, and he's just all set and ready to go. Listen, make sure he's coming through there. He's interviewing Coach Austin Raymond with Great Crossing. I'm trying to get his attention and make sure he's coming through on the air. It's one of the high points of our daily opportunity to broadcast these games. Is Dan... I know it. Okay. I'm trying to get his attention. And should I just go ahead and... shift to talk to some of the games, or maybe let go back and let you come back to us? Okay.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
All right, Glenn Leverage back with you here at Rupp Arena. Dan, is we got a little technical difficulty, and he's re-battering here so we can bring the something I think is one of the most important aspects is that Dan Manley gets to interview these coaches, and he's preparing right now with Great Crossing. I was able to get his attention. We got a lot going on. This is not your typical Saturday morning in downtown Lexington. Fans are crowding in here from Great Crossing in Lyon County. I walked in this morning, and the Lyon County crowd was wrapped around all the way around the building. And this is our golf trip. This is our ski trip. It's Saturday morning at Rupp Arena for the Sweet 16. So Dan is getting loaded here, and he's getting me the attention. He's calling the coach over, and I really enjoy this aspect of the Imagine. I will know that you will too. We got Great Crossing today against Lyon County. Great Crossing is one of five teams that this is their first trip. And if you were with me today, if you looked out at this team at Great Crossing and watched them warm up, you'd say, what? This is their first time? I mean, they look like a college team.
We're back now.
Here we go, Dan.
Here at Rupp Arena. And, I don't know. Coach Page is back with us now. Coach, sorry for that. Hey, things happen, you know. Hey, you get things happen in games.
You got to make adjustments in games too, right?
Is this a game that's going to be I think it'll be a game that'll be one on the backboards more than anything else. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, shoulders rebounds the ball really, really well. So we've got to do a good job of blocking him out. That's one of our key points today. You know, he's really tough kid, really, really good kid. Obviously, all three, their whole team's great, but, you know, they got that three-headed monster of Reddick, Perry, and Shoulder. So I agree with you. We're going to have to – we usually win the boards because when you got Malachi, but other kids are going to have to help him.
What is what's the biggest weakness on this team? What if you're an opposing coach? Hey, they can't hear us now. What would you say is probably the thing that you need to improve on the most?
Our biggest weakness all year has been sometimes we do what the other team wants us to do. And what I mean by that, when people sit back and play zone on us, sometimes my kids will say, Coach, I'm open. And they trust themselves, and they'll shoot it, and we go away from what we do well, which is we want paint touches, whether it's throwing into Malachi or dribbling in and kick out stuff. So that's probably our weakness is complacency. Sometimes when we get a lead, we go away from what got us the lead.
Scott County has such a great tradition. Has some of the tradition just kind of carried over? I mean, you got a lot of the kids that one time were thought they'd be going to Scott County. Has that helped the Warhawk tradition grow?
Well, I think now that we're in year five, we don't have anybody in our program that was going to go to Scott County, except maybe one kid had to play as an eighth grader, had to play there because he was a district kid. So I think as the years go by, we develop our own, you know, our own identity per se. But, yes, the basketball in Scott County is obviously, I mean, I graduated Scott County 88. I was here in 98 when Rick Jones made that shot to beat Lexington Catholic. It was one of the greatest shots and was actually like the same shot we made to beat Lexington Catholic, honestly, to win the region. So those were so reminiscent of each other. So we understand everybody's comparing us against Scott County from day one, but we're creating our own identity.
Any concern with fatigue, quick turnaround?
Actually, you know, not really. I mean, we played, what, 6-7 hours later than them. We got our kids off the floor a little earlier than they did yesterday. You know, we had a little bit more comfortable game. So it's a Sweet 16, you know, semifinals. If the kids can't play through a little bit of fatigue on both ends. But I'll be honest with you, fatigue's better for us because they shoot more threes.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to visit with you, and I'll be back tonight one more time. And
hopefully we'll be talking.
Hey, thank you a lot, Coach Steve Page.
Yeah, thank you.
Head coach of Great Crossing, and don't go away. We'll be back here at Rupp Arena after we step out just 30 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network. When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. In Kentucky, the college teams are all done. They've put their uniforms in the locker. Last day of basketball right here, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited, you know, to be able to play on the last day of high school basketball in the state of Kentucky is a huge deal, something we've never done before. We're super excited about it. I think our guys are really excited about the opportunity to do it, to play today, and you know, it's a good day to win a state championship.
Ryan Perry, your regular job is, tell everybody what you do every day for a living.
I'm a pharmacist. I'm the director of pharmacy at Caldwell Medical Center in Princeton, Kentucky. Been there for about 16 years, so that's my day job.
And a little flexibility there, right?
Yeah, I've got good administration that when I decided to take the high school coaching job at Lyon County, I guess valued me enough that they wanted to work with me on my schedule and let me coach too, so I'm thankful for that. But it's pretty neat.
Somebody asked me today, what's the one thing that you think has to happen today to probably take this game right to the wire? I said, I think Shoulders has got to be able to stay in the game and feel like he can play the way he loves to play throughout almost all the game.
Yeah, I think that's got to happen for sure. When we played them the week before the season started, he had a really good game. You know, his physicality was evident in that game, you know, with the guys he was playing. So, you know, that definitely got to happen. But we got to shoot the ball. We hadn't had a good shooting game up here yet by our standards. Travis hasn't shot it good. Jackie hadn't shot it good. So, man, we're hoping that this morning is going to be one of those games that we get hot and run off a bunch of shots and see the ball go in the basket and those guys get hot and put it in. That'd be big for us.
The team can work some different ways. A lot of people would say, well, they Lyon County may not have their legs. They may not be able to shoot the three, but, hey, you may just be more relaxed, right?
Yeah, these guys are in very, very good shape. That's one thing that we really pride ourselves on is being able to win games in the fourth quarter because our guys are in better shape than the other team. I'm sure Greg Crossley is in good shape too, but, you know, we feel like we're fast in the way that we want to play quarters today, and we're banking on that.
Does Malachi Marino cause you to alter your defense today at all?
You know, a little bit. We're a little bit. He affects the game so much on the defensive end for us, altering shots and, you know, changing plays that are coming through the lane and stuff like that. So, you know, we've adjusted a few things, but at the end of the day, for the most part, we're going to go out and play our game and be us. Like I said several times, you know, we always bet on ourselves, and if we play the way we can play at that level, it's usually good enough. And we're going to use that same mindset today. We're going to go play Lyon County basketball, and we're going to have fun with it. And hopefully we have one more point than they do at the end of the day.
Been really impressed with the other guys that we don't talk about as much that have played so well for you in this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Those sophomore bunch really has given us a lot. You know, Brady Kirk had 18 and 9 yesterday, which was huge. Isaac DePue had 8 points in 13 minutes. Carson Collins had 5 rebounds in 9 minutes. Lucas Breedlove altered tons of shots and blocked tons of shots defensively. So that's, you know, those guys are really giving us a lot and makes us a lot better team. They've really grown up and they're doing a great job.
Who's the other player for Great Crossing besides Marino that you really are most concerned about?
Well, Vince Dawson's elite. He's a great player, one of the best players in the state regardless of class. So we're really going to take care of him.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ryan Perry, he's headed to Vince Court. I try to time that so that they usually go at 12 minutes. They went at 13. They confused me. Sorry, they're out to midcourt right now with the captains and the coaches and the officials getting ready for the semifinal round game. We'll be back with more from Rupp Arena after we step out 2 minutes. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling. At
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Kentucky is notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're back here at Rupp Arena and getting ready for Lyon County and Great Crossing. And teams are warming up right now, and the crowd is coming in, and it's going to be a dandy of a crowd. I know an excited crowd. If you love basketball, and all Kentuckians do, the KHSAA Sweet 16 is what's left. We had Leverage. We don't have anything.
We're right here by looking at Lyon County, where I love your interviews with the coaches. I mean, they're going to bring out new nets. I don't know. They hardly miss a shot, this Lyon County team. And I love the way you cover it both with the balance of both teams and the preparation. I just enjoyed those interviews so much. It sets the stage for me to assist and work with you. I thought they were great interviews.
But, I often think that teams, sometimes when you're in an arena like this, at a time like this, and even though these guys have played, before big crowds, but this is a special moment, and players could tighten up a little bit. It could be tough to shoot the ball, but when you play just yesterday and the day before, and you get relaxing a little bit with your body, and you're not thinking about being relaxed. You're still kind of hyped up to play the game, but just a little bit of relaxing can help you sometimes shoot the ball a little bit better. And but we're going to see what happens. That's the story, as Coach Perry said. They really haven't had kind of eye-popping shooting game so far. Like they're really knocking the shots down, but they don't have a 7-1 guy out there guarding the rim either, so we'll see how that works. But tell us a little bit about these two teams coming in here today.
All right, Dan, we're so excited. We got Lyon County against Great Crossing. We've got, they're one of five teams that has made their first appearance here. And I often say, if you were here watching me look at this team, you'd say, what? This is their first appearance, but it's only their fifth year. And the coach really covered that well in terms of the heritage and Scott County basketball and where Great Crossing is in coming to the state tournament this year. Champions of Region 11, they're the Warhawks. They're Kelly Green and Navy color, very striking, good-looking uniforms. Georgetown, Scott County, fastest growing county in Kentucky. 1,700 students. Coach Austin Haywood really takes pride in his team and the pride of Great Crossing and understands the Scott County tradition. They're led by Vince Dawson, 6'5" junior guard, EKU, Miami, several colleges are offering him. He averages 16 points per game. As Coach mentioned, he hit the game-winning tying shot and the game-winning shot against Lexington Catholic in the finals of the 11th region. And Michael Marino, 7'1", a legitimate 7'1", so well balanced fundamentally, great touch, great physical presence. He's averaging 16 points a game. And his older brother, remember, played for Scott County and just completed his year at EKU. So it's going to be a game on the boards, as both coaches talked with Dan. And Great Crossing defeated Spencer County and McGoffin County to get here this morning. Now, Lyon County. Travis Perry, Brady Shoulders, Reddick, the whole team is here representing Region 2. Finished the year 32-3. They are the Lyon County Lions. Their colors are purple and gold. Based in Eddyville, Kentucky, 293 students. And I believe they and their families are all here today. If you look at the crowd, they were wrapped around the door when I came in. Lyon defeated Ashland and Adair County. Two tough physical games to get here. So well tested. 32-3. Jason Reddick is a 6'3" senior, great guard. 15 points per game. He's already signed with Florida Gulf Coast. Brady Shoulder, 6'6" senior guard. 18 points per game. He originally signed with Tennessee Martin, but that coach is now going to Mercer. So Brady can go with him or look at other options, which I'm sure he's going to receive after his production and how well he's done in this tournament. And then we've got Travis Perry, the all-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. 6'2" senior guard, Kentucky Mr. Basketball, all-time leading scorer in history. When he came into the tournament, he was at 5,393 points. So he's a UK signee averaging 30 points per game. What a morning we have here, Dan, with Lyon County and Great Crossing. I'm ready to go.
Great Crossing has lost only one game all year. That came the day next to the last day of the year, December 30th, and it was to an out-of-state team, not to a Kentucky team. Bishop O'Connell out of Arlington, Virginia. They're playing down in the Beach Ball Classic at Myrtle Beach and lost that game 77-74. This is a team that doesn't know what it means to lose, essentially. I mean, they have reeled off 24 wins in a row. From an offensive standpoint, they are a team which you would expect with those kind of numbers. Shoot the ball really well, 54.8% from the field, 38.2% from the three-point line. Just kind of an average free throw shooting team, 65.1% on the season. They average 72 points a game, and from a rebounding standpoint, Malachi Marino, he clears up the glass, 13.2 rebounds per game. And if you follow basketball statistics, you know that is a big, big deal. He averages 16.1 points. Vince Dawson is the leading scorer on the season, 18 points a game. And Janias Farrell averaging 11.3. Jeremiah Godfrey, 9.3. And Gage Richardson, who had a big day yesterday, 7.3 points per game. The averages that he has put up. As far as the Lyon County Lions go, you don't have to go far to know where to start. Again, this team is coming in to today's game with a 34-3 record. They lost to Henderson County back on January the 30th by 5 points, one of the three losses that they have suffered this year. They lost to a team out of Columbia, Missouri, back in the early part of December. And then they also lost a game to Newport in the All-A Classic down at the Corbin Arena, falling to Newport 50-48 in a kind of an unusual game. And they had a great chance to probably win that All-A Classic. It didn't happen. Right. Newport went on and won, and now trying to get back here and see if they can win a championship before the state's all-time leading boys scorer, Travis Perry, moves on. He came into the tournament averaging 29.5 points a game. He scored right at 1,100 points this particular season, over 5,000 points for the year. He's an outstanding shooter from anywhere. The team averaging 50% from the field. They're averaging 35.6% from the three-point line, and just a little bit better free throw shooting team they have than the Great Crossing. They're shooting 70.1%, and they're averaging better than 80 points a game. And Brady Shoulders averaging 10.3 rebounds per game. We'll be back with the preliminary activities for today's game in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Rise and rise on.
our national anthem. The Warhawks are the home team, dressed in white uniforms, green numerals trimmed in blue. Down the way in purple uniforms with gold numerals trimmed in white, the Lyon County Lions. We're right up behind the Warhawks bench and getting ready to head down to the public address announcer right now for the introduction of today's starting lineup.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, the heart of the bluegrass, for semifinal round play of the 106th Kentucky High School Athletic Association UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Today's game features the champions of Region 2, the Lions of Lyon County, and the champions of Region 11, the Warhawks of Great Crossing. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet the starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Lyon County, at forward, number one, Lucas Breedlove. For Great Crossing, at forward, number 21, Jeremiah Godfrey. For Lyon County, at forward, number 10, Ray Kirk. For Great Crossing, at forward, number 24, Malachi Marino. For Lyon County, at forward, number 22, Brady Shoulders. For Great Crossing, at guard, number 1, Vince Dawson. For Lyon County, at guard, number 5, Jack Reddick. For Great Crossing, at guard, number 5, Janias Burrell. For Lyon County, at guard, number 11, Travis Perry. And for Great Crossing, at guard, number 11, Gage Richardson. Your officials are Jeffrey Ely, James Johns, and Charles Beerbaum. The alternate official is Michael Stokes. And introducing the head coaches for Lyon County, the head coach is Ryan Perry. And for Great Crossing, the head coach is Steve Page.
We are ready to go here.
Maybe as large a crowd as I've seen, as big, I mean, for you know, I remember the Paintsville J.R. Van Hoos Saturday morning. We're completely filled downstairs, and we've got some people starting to come in upstairs. But would you agree, Dan? It's as big as I've seen for a Final Four in several years.
It's a big crowd, and of course, that anticipation of what will happen. And keep in mind, the next game, we'll have one end zone that will clear out because of Angel with 37 students in their high school. They're not going to bring a lot of fans. They don't have a lot of fans to bring, so it'll be a little different.
I still remember Harlan yesterday receiving a standing ovation
from
the fans.
Here we go with Marino into jumping up against shoulders. Marino, a big height advantage, and tip is controlled. Got it to Dawson in offensive court. Ball knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. Reddick got a hand on it, and
the ref got in the way.
That was a, the way Reddick aggressively attacked that time. A good omen for Lyon County. It may not mean anything at the end of the day, but there's a pass down the baseline. Oh, they give it off to Godfrey. Stuffs it.
Slam dunks. I think they averaged seven. They've averaged seven dunks in the first two games here.
Oh, Jeremiah Godfrey. 2-0 lead. Here's a pass to Breedlove. Breedlove, they list him at 6'6", and here is Perry dribbling off to the left side. Godfrey defending him, and Godfrey, I don't know, I was looking at him on the bench up against Malachi. They list him at 6'7", I think. He looks more like 6'9",
yeah,
or
he
10.
Does. Oh,
here's Perry out of the left corner, gets a good look at a three, but it doesn't go, and the rebound taken by Dawson, went high. Now, racing down, Burrell floats it down to Godfrey on the right baseline. He's trapped in there, and it's on the court, taken away by Shoulders. Perry takes it to midcourt, dribbles left across the key, picked up by Burrell. A smaller player on him right now. Perry gives off to Breedlove. Comes to Reddick on the left side, out near the hash mark. Being a guard up there by Richardson.
Richardson's had a great tournament, Dan.
He sure has.
Offensively and defensively.
Here's Reddick. Gets it out near the timeline. We are a minute and a half into the game. It's 2-0. Great crossing. Kirk off to Perry. Goes underneath, but no shot available, and Reddick had to come back out. There's Shoulders. Three good.
Nice three. Good release. Perfect timing. No rush.
3-2. Lyon County has its first lead. Burrell gives it down on the left side. There's Dawson, 4-3. That's no good. The rebound was tipped, and then Reddick comes up with it. Reddick heads down. Able to get back, great crossing. Perry takes it in, right side, goes up from 15 feet back to the
end. Nice use of the board. People come here to see Travis Perry, but when they leave, they see Travis as a scorer and a ball handler, and you've got Reddick and you've got Shoulders. What a team. I love the takeaway the fans take from coming to see Travis.
5-2. We played almost 2.5 minutes now. Here's the zone defense put up. There's a pass out to Burrell. Now right corner, a wide open three by Richardson that's no good. Rebound Dawson, outfought everybody, and now gives off to Godfrey, who powers his way up, no good. Oh, it's a war under there. Godfrey gets it, puts it in, tips it, no good. Finally, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with great crossing. And when you get Dawson and Marino and Godfrey all in the lane close to the basket, I mean, it's...
And Lions count their arms, their hands are coming up to their elbows. I mean...
Here's Dawson deep in the left corner. Goes inside to Marino. Goes underneath. And couldn't get the shot away. Loses it out of bounds. It'll stay with great crossing. I thought we could have gotten a three-second violation on Marino there, but we don't get many of those anymore.
Lyon County is going low. They're hoping that these tall guys will put the ball down, which they shouldn't. And if they put the ball down, Lyon County is converging in.
Entry pass to Godfrey, who missed it, but we get a whistle and a foul. This personal is going to be on Breedlove. Lucas Breedlove, the 6'6 sophomore, gets the first foul of the game, and he'll send Vince Dawson to the free throw line for two shots. 5:15 to play, first quarter. Shot is up and good.
I think you made a great point with Shoulders, how important he is. He using the board, his presence, and not getting in foul trouble are really keys today for Lyon County.
Free throw good again. 5-4, the lead for Lyon County, and they got the ball. Here is Reddick. Reddick dribbling down against Burrell, across the timeline, moves right side, gives two Shoulders, off to Perry, a three left wing, no good. Rebound taken, put back up and in by Reddick.
Mr. Reddick. And don't put your hand on him, Dan, when you're guarding him. He slaps it off. That's three games in a row. Oh, and out of bounds.
Roll away, trying to get it to Godfrey down here.
Perry was putting pressure on Robertson, who faked the ball left and jumped to throw it right and overthrew Godfrey.
7-4, Lyon County with a lead, and we're under the five-minute mark right now. I think it's important to get Bray Kirk involved a little bit after the good game he had yesterday. Can he get a shot early with a good look? He's being defended by Richardson. Down the left corner, there's Kirk. He fires a three. Got it.
Boy, did you call that play or not?
Bray Kirk.
Oh, Lyon County's at the other end of the bench from us, but they heard you call that.
10-4 down to Marino, breaking for the basket. Godfrey missed the driving layup, but he got fouled, and that'll be on Bray Kirk. That'll be his first and team foul number two.
Greg Carlson goes for the alley-oop a lot, naturally, and when you go to defend the alley-oop, typically everybody, including the refs, watching to see if the alley-oop is a success, and if there's any type of bump, it's not usually called. But I've noticed this week, it's been called almost every time, and they are fouls, but a lot of times they're not called on alley-oops.
Godfrey gets the first free throw for his third point. Plays with a little wrap on his right hand, his shooting hand, but doesn't seem to bother him any. He knocks down a pair of free throws, and 10-6 as we come close to the midway point of this opening quarter. Perry dribbling down against Godfrey, gets a high screen from Breedlove, picked up by Marino. Now Godfrey's got him back, sends it down the left corner to Kirk, back to Perry. They've got him doubled. He threw it off the leg of Godfrey and out of bounds.
Smart, intelligent play. I couldn't believe Marino, 7-1, came out to the logo territory to guard Perry, and Perry looked underneath.
Kirk looking, sends it across court to Breedlove to get it in. Reddick comes to get it. Guarded by Burrell again. Boy, there, really, he's holding him. Had his hands wrapped around. Breedlove for three. It doesn't go. Perry had his hands on the rebound, knocked away by Godfrey, then picked up by Dawson. Sends it to Richardson. He moves to the left side to Burrell. Now back, Richardson over to Dawson, fires a three, good.
It's the same three he hit twice against Lexi Catholic. Identical position.
10-9, a three out of the left corner is good by Perry. Got it down in transition, got it very quick, and it's 13-9, Lyon County. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now down inside to Marino, he turns inside, lays it up and in. Got a good bounce pass, and just spun right to the basket. No problem for Marino getting his first 2 points. 13-11. Here's Reddick, left side, driving.
Ooh.
And had it back tapped and picked up by Godfrey. Dawson, he spins away from Perry. Hands it off, lays it up and in is Richardson. Boy, what a break. That was too fast for any defense to catch up to, the way they ran there after Perry, getting the turnover.
Perry was the only one back, and he tried his heart out to get them to stop.
Tied at 13 apiece. Perry's shot is blocked. His three with the rebound, shoulders, right there. Corner. Reddick for a three. That does not go down. Gray almost had the rebound, but Marino wrestled it away from him. And now here's Burrell. Great crossing, looks for the lead. Burrell down, hands to Dawson. And now back to Burrell. 2.5 minutes to go in the first. The zone defense, it's a semblance of a 2-3. They go for Marino. He does make the catch, missed the layup, and then grabs it and puts it back up and in.
How do you defend that? He's got good touch, good fundamentals, and I saw the alley-oop coming at our angle.
They led 2-0. They trail by 6, 10-4. They're back in the lead now at 15-13 here in this opening quarter with 2 minutes to play. Looking back to Coach Perry now is Gray out near the timeline. Coming on the dribble, under a 5-second count. Reddick comes to get it. Reddick races right, goes all the way, charges, lays it up and in.
What a player.
Right in against
what
Dawson.
A player.
15 apiece. We're tied. Quickly down. Dawson goes up, missed the shot. Godfrey the rebound. Wall got away with it, missed the tip. And coming out of the rebound is Gray Kirk. Runs down the right side, but players are back. Here's Perry. Perry a little stop and go. Right baseline up from 15. Does not go down. Godfrey the rebound. Kirk hits the deck, jumps up, he'll head the other way. Burrell behind the back, floats it left side to Richardson. Down low, Marino moves left baseline underneath, and there's a foul on Breedlove, and that'll be his second. Comes with 1:23 left here in the opening quarter.
I think Lyon County can use a breather.
We have the media timeout with 1:23 left here in the opening quarter of play. Lyon County and Great Crossing are tied at 15 apiece, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Stay tuned at halftime. Wes Berger is going to be here to join us.
Wes, Jimmy Powell just confirmed his coming to see you.
Wes Berger is here to watch the state tournament. Played in Clark County, great player. Went down to Belmont and played. And lives down in the Nashville area now. And it's great crossings ball underneath their own basket. They're trying to keep it from a lob into Marino for an easy two. They get in the corner. Burrell firing the three. That's no good. In the rebound. Battle for Reddick.
Wow.
Look at him. Scrap for it. And then it's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Lyon County's basketball.
They are doing everything they can to contain and offset the height advantage that Great Crossing has. And all five of them are converging and going low to get that ball to scrap it.
Here's Reddick, double teamed in backcourt, and throws it across the timeline. Collins almost lost, but he gets it. He's in the game right now for Great Crossing. Here is Reddick. Driving under the basket, sends it back out, and Perry comes up with the kind of loose ball. Perry drives back in, goes down the left baseline, flips up a little jump shot that doesn't go, left it short, rebound up, no good by DeFew, and then taken away on the rebound by Lyon County again, putting it up shoulders, no good, but we get a foul. Boy, shoulders is really in there fighting Marino. He's given up a bunch of inches, but...
Foul is on number 24, Marino. That's his first, team first.
Coach Page is questioning the officials, saying, you know, and I think he feels like he has to do that because if not, Marino, because he's 7-1, might not get
a
call.
Right.
Here is Perry way outside. 38 seconds to go with the quarter. Possession arrow is with Lyon County. We've got a 2-for-1 potentially. Perry down in the left corner. Perry gives it back out to Reddick. Reddick near the timeline will leave it off to Shoulders. 22 seconds to go. Dawson on him. Shoulders on the dribble right now. Leaves it to Perry. Clock is down to 13 and a 10. And now Perry dribbles left. Fights hard. Goes through. Feeds it off. And going under, missing the layup. And the rebound put back up. No good. And on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul that's going to go against Lyon County. They could not put the ball in. Underneath, battling Marino in there. Personal foul is going to be on DeFew. That'll be his first. Team foul number four here in the quarter, so only a second and a half left.
Oh, they're coming. The bonus?
Well, they say five fouls on Lyon County.
Five.
I only have four.
They were instructed by the scorer's desk that they're not five, and they brought him forward. They're being written.
I'm not sure where I missed the foul.
They were getting ready to take the ball out.
Marino puts the free throw up and it rolls off. See, I knew there shouldn't have been free throws. No, I'm not sure. I'm trying to check on the board and see where the foul was that I missed. But two on Kirk. I don't know when Kirk got his second foul. Thinking, can't remember. Marino, though, trying to put his team into the lead, puts it up and in. He's got five here in the first quarter of play. 16-15, only a second and a half remaining. So, Lyon County, I mean, you know, the only thing you don't want to do here is, throw it long. Perry goes up for it. It's going to go out of bounds, and the horn blows. And Coach says, Steve Page of Great Crossing saying, hey, should we go back down the other way?
I'm assuming that the guy has handled the ball just again.
That's the end of the opening quarter. It's Great Crossing 16, Lyon County 15, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
I said earlier in the week, barring Malachi Moreno declaring that he's going to leave early for the NBA or going to a prep school, boy, this Warhawk team with four starters are going to return. They'll lose Godfrey, but you know they what a powerhouse they'll be again next year.
I'm defeated and so strong, and you know a lot of people, rightly or wrong, they get the brackets and they look ahead. And I will say, a lot of people were looking. There's a possibility Friday morning it could be Lyon County and Great Crossing. And here we are this morning.
Lyon County with the ball down by a point as Reddick sends it down the right side. Perry drives along the baseline, dumps it over to DeFue, but he couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds, but comes off of Dawson. Great Crossing is complaining. And Glenn, we're right here, and that ball clearly came off of Great Crossing. And there. But listen to the fans and the coach. And
it's right in front of their bench, which usually gives credit to the other team.
There's what you get sometimes, folks. If we had a replay camera, I'd give you $1 million to say, that would be.
You'd win on that one.
Lyon County's ball.
It's 10 feet away from us.
And Coach Page is livid with the officials right now, but they got that one right. Hey, ready. Looking, gives over to Perry.
He needs to have a way.
Godfrey guarding Perry. Travis dribbling left. Can't shake free. Gives to the big guy who goes underneath and gives off to Breedlove and fans it out. And Kerr gets his shot blocked by Burrell. The little guy came from the side and got there very quickly. And Kerr Bray shooting kind of a flat-footed three-point shot there. He got blocked out of bounds. Lyon County controls. Lions, 3 of 9 on three-point shots, 6 of 17 from the field. They got to try to heat up. It's not easy. The defense is pretty good. Entry pass comes to Bray. Hands to Reddick. Back to Bray. Bray cross courts. Down the left corner to Breedlove. You better be ready to shoot if you are again in a good spot. I mean, they'll call close very quickly. Here's Reddick driving down. Floater in the lane. Put it up too hard. Rebound by Marino. Out to Richardson. Long cross-court bounce pass on the right side to Burrell. Perry knocks it away. Burrell able to go and get it. He's double-teamed and thought we were going to get a whistle and a foul, but we didn't. Here is Dawson. Floats a pass inside for Godfrey, who has to save it inbounds. Burrell driving for the basket out to Richardson. Now Dawson, ball fake. Dumps it right side. Burrell for a three. No good. Long rebound comes out. Shoulders gets it ahead to Perry. Perry one-on-one. Stops, leaner, and it's no good. He gets his own rebound, hands it over to Shoulders. His three-point shot is good.
Boy, those guys have played together, Reddick, Shoulders, and Perry, since the second grade. They know the positioning where each of them is at the particular time.
Richardson for a three. A little bit deep, missed it. Dawson a rebound. Back up, and it rolls in. And we're back to a tie at 18-18. 6 minutes left to play here. Here's Perry. Dribbling outside, hands it off, wants it back, gets it on the right wing, looks over the defense, and hands it back out to Reddick. Reddick. Burrell on him. Now Bray comes. Richardson has that defensive matchup. Down the right side. Shoulders. Bounce pass to Perry. Left corner. Shot up good. What a pass.
Lyon County does a great job, Dan, of catching their breath. And they don't go into a stall, but they appear to be real deliberately and moving the ball, and they catch their breath so well. I've seen that about three or four times this week.
21-18, Richardson, an open three is good.
He's a gamer.
That was only a two. Only a two for Richardson. It's a one-point lead for Lyon County at 21-20. Well, you had to see that bounce pass by Shoulders and Perry. He's just to the right side of the lane and throws a bounce pass into the left corner. He saw the alley, got it to Perry, and then they set that up to get that. Now Perry, three, top of the key, good. Perry's third three. He's got 11.
Total expending every ounce of energy he has on both offense and defense.
24-20. 4:45 to go. Richardson says, let me try another three. This one's too good. And going Perry up, Perry tapped that back to Breedlove. And Lyon County has the ball with 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Perry behind the screen, but Godfrey's right there with him. Again, Perry's given up, I'm going to guess, probably about 5 inches at least to Godfrey. Perry, as they call a timeout, Perry goes ahead and sends up a 38-foot three that hits off the back of the yard.
That's what we and I call logo threes.
Logo three.
Caitlin Clark.
We got a timeout. We'll be back with Lyon County leading Great Crossing 24-20, and we're back in a half minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
After Perry hit that last three, Godfrey is kind of talking to himself, saying, right now he's wishing somebody else was guarding Travis Perry, I can tell you. Perry with 11 points, but he's hit a couple of threes here that have been, well, and let me tell you, as Perry walks by, I should talk about these guys work up a great great perspiration playing this game. Here's Shoulders down the right side against Dawson. Bounces it to Perry. Again, these long cross-court bounce passes.
It's amazing.
And they almost always complete them. Perry dribbling against Godfrey, trying to shake free. Goes over, break, couldn't get a shot. Good patience by Lyon County. You got to have it.
Oh.
Shoulder spins inside. Off to Breedlove for a dunk.
What a pass and spin. A 7 foot one, a 6'8", converge on you and do a back behind the pass for the slam dunk.
So Shoulders, what a job he does of passing the basketball. There's a fine art, and he's got it.
How about his spin-around move? You know, we saw him win their first game with that.
Here's Dawson for a three, and it rattles out. And going in, Reddick clears it off the glass. Reddick will head down the middle of the court. Long pass to Shoulders, who lays it in. What another phenomenal pass.
Goodness,
I mean, we're talking
gracious.
About mid-court, through traffic, and he hit on a dead run, ready for the layup, and it's 28-20, 3:27 left to play here in the opening half, and we got a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Well, right now it's a run going for Lyon County. This was a 21-20 game, and now a 7-0 run for Lyon County. And well, you get runs against Great Crossing, it's not easy to do. And They've got one going right now. Greg Crossing has had a timeout. And Greg Crossing will have a chance to end that run right here as they bring the ball down. Interesting, I think, that they're anticipating the press maybe, but Marino inbounds the ball. He dumps it into Burrell, and now Marino will trot on down the floor. Burrell follows him down and into the game now for Greg Crossing. Jalen Warren, a 5'10 senior, out near the timeline. Gives to Dawson, goes right down the lane, powers at the basket, missed it.
Oh.
The Godfrey tried to jam it back in.
Where'd that foul come
from?
Didn't
get it, but he got fouled.
Uh-oh.
Down in front of the Lyon County fans, and they don't like that.
This ref has pretty sensitive ears. That's twice. Maybe a Lyon County player said something to himself or someone else. He's talking to the coach about it now, and he looks like he wants to call a tee.
Greenlove gets his third foul. Free throw is no good by Jeremiah Godfrey. He's made 2 of 3 now from the line. He has 4 points in the game. Godfrey eyes it, fires it, missed it. Rebound going up. And
wow.
Boy, that was Breedlove who took it right off the hands of Marino.
Sophomore.
So Reddick brings it down. Lyon County could take a double-figure lead with a basket here. Bray Kirk, who hasn't had a chance in a while. And right now they switched off. They've got a smaller player just into the game that's guarding Perry, and there's a foul outside. And that's going to be against Jalen Warren. His first. That's only the second foul of the game so far against Great Crossing. And we get a timeout. 2:49 left to play in the opening half. Lyon County 28, Great Crossing 20. Will return to Rupp Arena after we step out. 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
During the timeout, Coach Steve Page right in front of us, several times he said, we got to get stops. We got to get stops. That was his message. Interesting, I think, that they brought a little guy in to defend Perry and took Godfrey off of that defensive assignment, and now it's almost taken away by Perry, but he gets it back, and he spins from 15 feet, left it short, took a tough shot under
that
pressure.
Was tough.
Got Marino with the rebound, racing down is Burrell, who
tripping. They're gonna,
kicks the ball out of bounds.
If you fall, Dan, if I'm close to you and you fall, they're going to call tripping, whether it's my fault or not.
That's on Travis Perry. His first, the second foul here in the second quarter. Common foul. Great Crossing inbound, 2:31 to play in the half. Underneath their own basket, they get it into Dawson in the left corner, drives toward the lane, cut off, double team to Godfrey, back to Burrell, right corner, down the baseline. The little guy missed a shot, but we get a whistle and a foul on Marino. Bray ended up on the deck. Marino with his second foul. Lyon County gets the ball back again with a 28-20 lead.
Got another sophomore in the game now, DeFew.
DeFew running down this left side. Perry has the ball in backcourt. Warren right there with him. Warren Force him to give the ball up to Reddick. Now back to Perry. Out between the circles. Left side, Reddick takes it on the wing.
Perry's wanting the defender's hands off of him.
Reddick sends it back out to Perry.
Perry says, I've got it.
Oh! And again, those are a couple of fouls. They don't call him. Perry goes in, missed a short jumper. Rebound, Marino gets it. Dawson ahead to Burrell. Burrell braces down all the way in, puts it up, no good. Followed up and in by Marino.
Towering, he's got seven. Towering Marino.
28-22. Timing. He arrived at the right place at the right time, read the shot. Ready going for the basket, off it a few, almost lost, but recovering his shoulders. Shoulders, double team. He's going to dribble toward the basket. Hands it off. DeFue goes up from 8 feet. Shot, oh, bounces off, and the rebound is taken by Dawson. 1:17 to go in the half. Burrell, Dawson down the lane. Angle puts it up, no good, foul. I think it's going to be on Reddick. No, it's going to be...
That was on number 30.
They did a great job, great crossing, taking the ball to the hole with their height, and then they all converge and leave one guy back, but storming those boards.
Dawson puts the free throw up and in. He's now 4-4 from the line. Now we're going to get Godfrey out. Richardson coming in.
Replaces number 21, Jeremiah Godfrey.
1:12 to play in the half. Dawson now going for his ninth point. He leads the team in scoring here in the first half, trying to cut the lead to four and rattles it home. And it is 28-24, so a little 4-0 run going now for a great crossing. They've got a little early pressure, but it's in Reddick's hands. He'll bring it across the timeline. Hands it to shoulders out near the timeline. We got a minute to go. Reddick dribbling against Dawson. And Coach Steve Pate says, hey, play back off of him. They're going to let Lyon County run this clock down and take the last shot, it looks like. Great crossing has the possession arrow to begin the second half. I think this is a good strategy both ways. I mean,
it's surprising on the defensive end.
If I'm Lyon County, and Great Crossing has committed only two fouls, Coach Page just checked with his scorekeeper, so they can risk a couple of fouls, try to keep Lyon County from getting a shot off.
I'm surprised how they wait so late anymore. I used to think 10, 11 seconds.
Hey, we're...
Oh, look at him holding.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Why do you not call that foul? And now they do. Before Perry could get up his shot, but...
How many fouls?
That was on number
four. It's only the third foul.
Warren's got his second. That's only the third, so they've got another foul to give. With only 6.5 seconds to go, and end of the game right now is L.J. Holman, the freshman, and I guarantee you they have said, L.J., commit us a foul if you can. Here is shoulders with the ball.
Oh, he was holding his...
They are not going to... Here's Perry. Perry fires a three up under pressure of duress, and players hit the deck. And I tell you, this is really, really the game, folks, is about to get out of hand physically. But we're at halftime. It's 28-24. Lyon County leading Great Crossing, and we'll be back. Special halftime guest coming. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Turn your attention again to center court and join the KHSAA in recognizing a special group of past champions. Here with us are members of the 1999 KHSAA Boys Basketball State Champion, the Ballard Bruins.
Yeah, I just thought we'd listen in. I can't
those
name those guys.
Are receiving a commemorative medallion from the KHSAA.
Great job they do in bringing back teams. This is the 25th anniversary of that team. I don't know what anniversary it is of the guy that's going to join us right now. I can tell you that his mother makes an awesome beer cheese. She should be marketing the beer cheese. But right now we've got Wes Bergen with us. Wes, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate being here.
Former star at Clark County and Belmont, and you're living now in Nashville, right?
Yes, sir. Graduated from GRC 1998, went down to Nashville there after to play at Belmont University. I was there from 98 to 2002. Met my wife there at Belmont. She was on the women's team. We moved to Memphis for a few years, Memphis, Tennessee, and then moved back to Nashville in 2006 and been there ever since.
And what are you doing these days?
Well, when we originally moved back to Nashville, I worked at Belmont. I did the fundraising for our athletic department for a number of years. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, got out of that, decided to work on my own, do some stuff for myself, and started just a lawn care landscaping business and doing that in Nashville and staying all the busy I want to be. And my wife and I have 4 kids, so... Well, sometimes we feel like we're professional chauffeurs as much as anything else.
Hey, whose lawn do you do now? Come on, Wes. There's got to be somebody down in Nashville.
Well, there's...
Can you name drop one or two for us?
I won't say that I do their yards, but we live right across the street from Kelsey Ballerini, who's a country star singer, and down the street from us was Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans running back. Of course, he recently got picked up by the Baltimore Ravens, so he's out of the neighborhood. But Nashville is such a growing community, booming, thriving economy. You never know who you're going to see in town.
I feel like I know your mother better than I really do, but I really feel like I know your dad. What was it like growing up the son, you know, of your dad? I mean, what was that like? I mean, he's a military guy for point in part.
He was military, went to the Marines, served in the Marines a few years. You know, both my parents, very loving, very supportive. They were there at everything that I ever played at. I remember that. I appreciate that. I try to do the same for our kids. They were strict but not overbearing. I mean, they wanted us to do well in school. Grades were always important to them. And, you know, basketball was something that they wanted to support me in and wanted me to do the best that I could do in. But it was never something I had to be great at. It was just something that I loved, and it kind of came natural to me.
Where'd that love come from? Who got you really excited about basketball?
Probably Rex Chapman. He was my first love when I was young. I remember coming to watch him play here in Rupp Arena. And my dad would tell you a story that when he decided to go pro, I just cried my eyes out because I thought it was the worst thing in the world. So he was probably my first player that I loved. And then I hesitate to say this in Central Kentucky, but I was a big Duke fan right around the time of Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley. Grant Hill is still my favorite college player of all time. So just watching those guys and watch the way they played and did it the right way, or at least seemingly, really got me interested into it and something I've loved from then on.
At Clark County, you played for a pretty good coach there, didn't you?
One of the best. Guy Strong. He may be here somewhere today. I don't know. But so knowledgeable. So many great stories. So many great one-liners we picked up. Of course, he played for Adolph Rupp. And a lot of the things I'm sure Adolph Rupp told him, he was telling us. But great coach. We were never fortunate enough to get here to Rupp Arena to play in the state tournament. Got close a couple times. That's probably one of the biggest regrets of my high school career is not making it here to the state tournament. But just a fine man and a great coach, Coach Strong was.
What is a high school game you remember? Is there one that kind of stands out in your mind?
Sure. Well, probably the two games that I remember the most are my junior year. We made it to the regional championship. And lost to Harrison County on a last-second shot. We were up late in the game, and they were inbounding the ball, and we stole the ball, dribbled it towards our goal, but it got stolen back from us. Harrison County threw it the length of the court, and I think it was Rob Ogden from Harrison County hit almost a fadeaway three-pointer to go up, and we lost that game. And then my senior year, we lost to Fleming County in the regional semifinals. It's been so long. I felt like we were the better team, but they were the better team that night. And, again, that was sort of the end of my high school career and a sad moment for sure, but lots of good memories from playing in Clark County all those years.
Great competition in the 10th region in those days, wasn't there?
It sure was. It's funny, I'm here today because my son, who is a junior in high school and playing basketball in Nashville, Tennessee, I wanted him to see, you know, Kentucky high school basketball. They've made it to the state tournament a couple times there in Nashville, but there's nothing quite like this experience in the state of Kentucky.
What about the state tournament in Tennessee? What is it like?
So it's interesting in that they of course use classifications. The public schools have four different classifications. The private schools are separate from the public schools, and even the private schools have two classifications within theirs. So, you know, I hesitate to say it's a bit watered down, but it is a bit. The 4A, which is the highest classification, which is the classification my son's team plays in, is pretty good basketball. Really good basketball. Some really good teams from Memphis, some really good teams from Nashville. The team that won it this year was a team just south of Nashville that had a really good team and a kid who's committed to the Southern Miss and a junior who's probably going to go play college ball. And it's very competitive. The fan support isn't quite maybe what it is here, but I don't think there's anywhere like it is here. But it's still really good basketball. It's still fun to watch. To follow around my son has been a pleasure these last few years.
So what's your mom going to cook for you this weekend while you're up here?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. On my way down this morning, she said she had some spaghetti ready, so we'll see. Actually, my son and I made a weekend out of this. A couple weeks ago was his 17th birthday, and he and I went yesterday to Indianapolis to watch the first round of the NCAA tournament. Here today, and then tomorrow we're going back to Indianapolis to catch the second round and watch those games there. So we just made a basketball weekend out of a lot of driving, a lot of basketball, and hopefully a lot of memories.
But Wes, the grass is growing while you're on this trip. I mean, it's been warmer than we normally get this time. Your crew's been out earlier.
That's right. I'll have work to do when I get back. That's for sure. But again, you don't get these kind of opportunities much, especially with a 17-year-old son who's be out of our house in a couple years, and my wife makes a point of that all the time, that we have to make the most of these types of opportunities to spend time with our kids, and so it's an investment in that.
What's the most important thing that Ed Berger ever told you?
Number one, I would say it's my faith, a faith in God, faith in our Jesus, and just sort of sticking to that and knowing that when times get tough, when times get hard, that God has a plan for our lives. So I'd say that first and foremost. Number two is family, the importance of family and being there for each other, supporting each other. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of times when things don't go our way. And other than the Lord, like, the family should be the ones that are there for you. So those two things, first and foremost.
On your faith journey, don't try to do down in Nashville what your dad has done in Clark County. Try to make it to every church, in the county, skipping around. I don't think you'd probably cover them all.
We definitely couldn't. No, it's been interesting hearing him talk about that. You know, we belong to one church and go there and go to one church every Sunday and love it. That built a good community. I don't see how he does what he does, but he's enjoying it and learning a lot and getting a lot out of it, seems like.
Who does the best beer cheese you've ever had?
I guess I'd have to say my mom's.
The best banana nut bread you've ever had?
Probably my mom.
Hey, that's, yeah. I'm going to stop there. I don't want to be.
Don't get me in trouble.
Don't want to get you in trouble. Hey, Wes, great to see you again. It's been a long, long time. Back in your playing days at Clark County, and good to see you. Hear a lot about you. Your dad loves to talk about you, and the grandkids, so he kind of keeps everybody in touch, and he's still doing well. And now he's a radio guy. I mean, he's a personality on WWKY.
He loves that. You know, he retired from being mayor just about a year or so ago, and I think it's a great thing for him to do to keep busy and stay in touch. And I think he's got a passion for it, and I think he's pretty good at it, too.
Wes Berger. Wes, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
you. Hey, we'll be back. We'll get the first half statistics, and when we return, get the second half underway very shortly. It's halftime, 28-24, Lyon County over Great Crossing, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
The first semifinal round game today is all about the threes and the frees. The threes for Lyon County, they're 6 of 14. Great Crossing, only 1 of 8. The Freeze, Great Crossing, 7 of 10. Lyon County hadn't gotten to the line yet. You put it all in the pot and boil it up, and Lyon County's got a 4-point lead, 28-24. They went on an 8-point run to get an 8-point lead at 28-20, and then Great Crossing scored the last 4 points of the first half. Lyon County did not have a field goal, and we know they didn't have a free throw. So they had to score in the last 3:31 of the first half, and that's significant. I do think, when you get a timeout, Coach Steve Page right in front of us, he's saying, we got to get stops. They did.
And it's interesting to me on the foul component with the focus for Great Crossing to grow inside, and then as they're collapsing on these tall guys, they're calling the fouls on Lyon County, and yet Lyon County is being pushed out by the strong defensive effort of Great Crossing, and they're holding and swinging, and it's just there's got to be some balance. Like, it's very difficult. If I talk to my team about the way it's being officiated and how do we adjust to that. So we'll see where the second half goes.
It's kind of like they're not going to call fouls out on the floor unless they really have to. And what that has amounted to is we get a lot of really, really physical contact.
Yeah.
Contact. Sometimes it causes turnovers. And then they go so far and then they call something that you think, well,
that's my point.
You could have called that a million times. On the inside, it's been a little bit more, but personal fouls, we've only had a dozen called, 8 on Lyon County, 4 on Great Crossing through the first half, and Great Crossing has the ball. They get it right into Marino. He gets it knocked away, but a foul.
They're going back inside. That's the strategy with it, and it's working. So Marino's at the line. It's good for
that foul is on Breedlove, and he can't believe it. That's his fourth. Breedlove's looking around like, how is that foul on me? But here is Marino at the line, puts it up and in. There were several bodies around Marino, and I think maybe he just thought it was a little pick and choose there.
I believe he's going back with
9 points.
Here comes one sophomore for the other.
So it is a two-point game, 28-26, Lyon County the lead. They've got the ball. Here is Shoulders out front. Shoulders to Perry. Godfrey's got him. Perry to Shoulders. They run a weave. Shoulders drives for the basket, goes all the way in, trying to get a shot up, and that's going to be on Marino, I believe.
That's a good move to drive him in. We saw him win the game, you know, Wednesday with that.
That's number three on Marino.
Wow.
And Page, you got to watch it. He's trying to say that was on. Marino was the only guy there. I mean, I don't know if there's a foul or not, but it had to be on Marino, but the free throw is missed, so it probably wasn't the wrong call.
Hey, strategy.
Here's out of the game now. We get DeFue checking in for Breedlove, and Shoulders knocks down the second free throw. He has 9 points, and the lead is 29-26 for Lyon County. They are in a man-to-man. And they get it inside to Marino, and taken away Perry. By Perry. Just wrestled away from him. Perry races down, didn't have numbers. Stops, fires a three. Good. Travis Perry from the top of the key with his fourth three of the game.
What talent we're seeing this week, Dan Manley.
32-26. Here is Richardson. Burrell. And, oh, there's Marino. He could have gotten his fourth foul. They turn it over. Down the left corner, Reddick for a three. Good. Jack Reddick. We got a timeout taken by.
Wow.
Great crossing.
9-point lead in 53 seconds.
We got 6:51 to play here. Again, Marino, he elbowed Gray in front of us. Lucky the official didn't see that. That would have been his fourth foul. We got a timeout on the floor. 6:51 left to play. Third quarter, Lyon County, 9-point lead. Long way to go, folks. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
6:51 to go. Much of that timeout, Steve Page talking with one of the officials. And he was most upset over the third foul that was called on Marino.
This is unusual territory for Great Crossing. 35-26, 6:51 to go. Great Crossing trailing Lyon County.
Here we go with Burrell bringing it down across the timeline. Burrell's not been involved maybe as much as they would like him to be in this game. Richardson to Burrell. Burrell back down to Richardson, looking in, can't get it in. Now Marino back out to Burrell for a three, in and out. Spun right out of there, rebound. Marino got it, then it's taken away, and a foul called. And oh, wow.
Shoulder.
If that had happened on the other end, the Lyon County crowd would have been
22 shoulders.
That's his first foul of the game. And Great crossing, gets it in. Burrell is trapped out there, gives to Dawson, goes up from 15, missed a shot, rebound shoulders.
Ooh, missed the whole goal.
Yeah, he came off the glass right into the hands of shoulders. And here's Reddick. Reddick with 6:13 to play in the third quarter. Sends it down the left corner to Perry. Perry driving all the way through to the right side. Godfrey trailing him. Perry keeps a dribble. Now he's going to go over and gives it back to shoulders. Perry's as patient a player as you can get, really. You think, oh, well, no, he just grabs it too. No, he's looking for a good shot if he can get it.
And there's one.
On the left side, it's no good. Rebound, battle for. Dawson gets it. But there are fouls every time both ways under the basket.
Look at this.
DePue trying to come up with a steal, but he's down on the baseline, stepping out of bounds. It'll belong to Greg Crossing.
We have to keep our eye on these two sophomores next couple of years. The leadership between these two.
Here's Marino. Again, Marino would love to get the ball down right under the basket. As they inbounded, Richardson is the guy. Pass comes out deep to Burrell.
Ooh.
Almost lost in the backcourt, but recovers. Dawson, Richardson, floater in the lane from 10. No good. Rebound.
Look at this.
Yeah, Kirk went up. Rip it away. Down to Travis Perry on the right side. He doesn't have anything. Kirk now moves in on the left. Doesn't have a shot. Comes back outside. Now he sets up
goodness.
And fires a three. Good
Holy
one.
Cow. You come here to see Perry, Dan, and this second time I've said that, but when you leave, you see a Lyon County team.
38-26. Here's Richardson beyond and down the lane to Dawson, who turns, flips it up and in.
Nice move. Dawson's got as strong an inside game as his outside, and he's the...
Oh, that's a powerful move right there. 38-28. Dawson now with 11 points in the game.
Ooh.
Here's a wraparound bounce pass down to Perry on the left side. Gives it back out to shoulder. You better work it quick.
Holy crap.
Cross-court pass to Reddick. Reddick drives into the lane. A floater is up.
Oh, that's goaltending.
That's goaltending.
Yeah.
Marino blocks
it. Just
starting
his way down. That was a smart move on that floater. Not to go hard against the board. A soft floater. It's tempting for Marino to go up and get it, and he got it in the goaltending.
Reddick with 9, 40-28. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. This semifinal round game. We got a dandy coming up next for you, too. Evangel.
Oh, my.
Harlan County. Here's Dawson to Burrell. Marino posting up and still on the left corner. Richardson buries a three.
He's a player and he contributes. He's totally into the game on both sides, and you can really count on him.
He's got 5 points. Cuts the lead to 9. Now shoulders down the lane and got it knocked away and out of bounds.
Uh-oh.
We got a foul. This might be Marino's fourth.
Ooh.
No. Going to call it on Vince Dawson.
I didn't see Dawson there.
Dawson be glad to take that foul.
Yes.
Free throw by shoulders is good. Shoulders with 10 points.
Shoulders had a double-double this time yesterday.
Knocks down another one. 42-31. We near the midway point of this third quarter. Lyon County with the lead on Great Crossing, and the defense is a 1-2-2 zone. But they match up and they point drop. They do all kinds of different things out of this zone. Dawson has it right now. Moves off on the right side, down the right corner. Richardson for three, good.
There he is. Two big three-pointers. 42-34, Lyon County.
And he's really feeling it. I mean, he's got 8 points now, but back-to-back threes, one from each corner. Impressive there. I think it's easier a right-hand shooter to shoot out of the left corner than the right corner. He had one from both. He said, okay, I'll show you. Here is Reddick driving down, whips it to shoulders. Perry is down on the left side. Perry says, go the other way. Now, Reddick's got it. Reddick dribbling left, goes all the way in, sends it back to shoulders, an open three, no good, rebound, Reddick goes and gets it.
Look at Reddick,
save the possession.
Reddick said, here, Barry, you take, these loop passes, I don't know about this team.
They just throw it over the defense.
Whoa.
Down the right corner to DePue, whips it inside to shoulders, back to Perry, and now way back out to Reddick, who stands alone. We're down to the three-minute mark. Reddick drives in, right corner, Perry, a three, no good.
Oh,
he was wide open. Rebound by Godfrey. Long pass down, and Perry knocks it out of bounds to stop the transition. And we get a timeout. Perry's upset with himself. He's only 5 of 16 from the field in this game, and 4 of 11 threes, though. His team leads. Lyon County, 42. Great Crossing, 34. And 2:53 left in the third quarter when we come back 90 seconds from now.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Great Crossing with the basketball. You know, I think they're going to get the ball to Gage Richardson. He's got the hot hand. See if you get him another good look at a three-point shot. That's one of the things they talked about. Burrell down to Richardson. They cover him up over there, though. Now they go down inside, take it away. Defew.
They heard what you hit. They three of them converged on them in the left corner.
Here's Reddick. Cross-court bounce pass over to Perry down the right corner. Bray. Long pass back outside. They they throw the longest passes.
Look at that.
I mean, that's
I've never
dead
seen
right
that.
Corner back out to the left.
Here we go.
Now they got
trapped. Stepped out. I don't know the mentality. When you start stalling on the ball, then it just creates a different mindset.
I'm looking over there to the people there. You know, there's a block of blue there. I think it's hard. Players can get lost on
the
floor.
I've seen it call more times this year than
Where is the floor and where is the out of bounds? Here's Burrell, Dawson. He'll try to go into Marino, and shoulders picked it off. Here is Reddick. 2 minutes to play third quarter. Perry, double team, gets rid of it to Reddick. Reddick dribbles left, goes in. Corner. Here is Defew. Couldn't get the shot
he
away.
He wanted to take it.
He would have shot the three if he could have gotten it away, but here's Reddick. Down to Perry. Perry ball fakes. Goes up from about 15 and good.
Oh, what a move. Shoulder square.
He's got 16 and the lead is back at 10. 44-34. Minute 35 to go. Third quarter. Burrell Richardson rotates left. Goes down to Marino on the left baseline. I thought he got fouled, but he goes to Godfrey. He lays it in.
They hipped him. He really did.
Godfrey.
Defew is strong. Especially, I mean, for a sophomore that size. And he hipped him, and Marino was able to maintain his balance and dish the ball back inside.
44-36. Reddick hands to shoulders. We've got just over a minute to play here in the third quarter. Perry takes it. Perry dribbling between the legs. Godfrey trying to get him under a five-second count. When he does, Perry will dribble away. Perry spinning around, gives to Reddick. Now he takes it. He'll work against Burrell.
Nobody loves the challenge. Oh, that's out of that corner.
43 seconds to go. Possession arrow is with Lyon County, and now we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Burrell.
That was on number five, Burrell. That's his first team third.
Burrell gets personal foul number one, number three on the team here in the quarter, so only 40 seconds to go. Pass comes in backcourt to Travis Perry. They come at him with a double team, and we get a timeout taken by Ryan Perry. And
timeout, Lyon County.
Lyon County will
timeout.
Have three left. Great Crossing has three left. It comes with 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
In this game, Lyon County shooting 44.4% from the field, 45% from the three-point line. Great Crossing 38.7 and 27.3. They've out-rebounded Lyon County 21-16.
Oh.
And here's Reddick. Lucky he didn't get back cap. They're tracking him. Reddick trying to get rid of it. Does to Perry on the left side.
What defense.
Reddick has it down the right quadrant now against Richardson. Richardson is all over him, hand-checking him. Goes all the way. Reddick dumps it off and laying it up. DeFew couldn't get it. Rebounds it back DeFew's up. No good.
Short.
And down on the floor,
there's
Perry hands it back outside. Shoulders the three. Gets blocked. 2 seconds. 1 second. Shot to buzzer. No good by Reddick. And oh, he's so mad at himself.
Take his jersey off.
What action there was on that play down under the basket, back and forth, battling and tipping it. And Perry went down on the floor and able to shovel it off to a teammate to get an outside shot. And then the rebound was tipped over, and Reddick just missed it at the buzzer. And we're at the end of three quarters. Lyon County, 44. Great Crossing, 36. Lyon County will have the ball to start fourth quarter play in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We've got 8 minutes to go here. Don't forget, coming up at 1:30 today, it'll be the folks from down in the mountains. Harlan County going to battle Louisville Evangel Christian in the second semifinal round game. We've had the Clark Pumps and Shops. The only thing I don't like about this tournament is where we're behind one of the benches. We can't see the action of the Clark's Pump and Shop contest where they're stacking the
pyramids.
Yeah, trying to make the pyramid so they can continue the game. But, hey, we can live.
We can trade it.
Yeah, well, Ayer Shoulders with the ball. Lyon County, Reddick, fouled by Burrell. Well, you know, at any point in time, the officials. I mean, probably if I was officiating, I couldn't be an official because everybody knows that. But you know, they can start calling a lot. There's the ball knocked away, picked up by Reddick.
Look in here.
Boy, they're pushing and shoving.
Goodness.
Gray got hit in the face. No call. Right side. Perry with it now.
Man,
players have played through shots more in this tournament. Wow, here is Perry out near the timeline. Godfrey with him. Perry splits the defense, goes down the lane. Leaner puts it up, no good. He thought he got fouled. Marino gets a rebound, and he is fouled by DeFew, I believe.
DeFew.
If he doesn't shy away from contact.
And when you hear the crowd booing a little bit in the background from like, what they're booing about is they think Perry got fouled going in on the shot.
That's
they're
not, the upset. It's not just that call they're complaining about.
Yeah, they're acknowledging that.
Good point.
That their guy fouled. It's a common foul. Great crossing gets the ball. Half minute in the final quarter. Down by eight. Burrell has Dawson over here on the left wing. Big, strong guy.
Look at that.
Burrell splits, goes up, floater in the lane. Good.
What a pick on Perry, his shoulder.
Janias Burrell's first 2 points of the game, and he can score. 44-36. Reddick down the left side, going in.
They're taking the patience away
turning
from
around.
Him.
Yeah. Here's the ball over to Shoulders. Out in the left quadrant, they come at him with a double team.
Look at this defense.
Now down on the left side.
He's in the
Gray
corner.
Kirk. Floats it underneath. The Breedlove is back in there. Ball fake goes
look
up, puts it in over Marino.
Once he played 3 minutes the entire game with the four fouls?
What patience there.
Sophomore
to
man.
Let Marino come back down so that he could go up over him and score. Only a second field goal, but it puts the lead back to 8 points. Here's the ball inside. Godfrey didn't take the shot. Back to Burrell for three. No good. The rebound. Marino gets it. Then players are falling down. And I think we're going to get a foul on Lyon County. Here comes the official to make the call.
Foul is on number 10, Kirk. That's his third.
Kirk gets his third foul. You know, we have one official, and he hasn't made probably two calls in the entire game. It's amazing how that works. Free throw by Marino is in and out.
At Lyon County, their defense against Marino is the best defense that I have seen this week. And it's a collective effort where they're converging on him and getting everything they can low. No, they can't take him high.
Second free throw is good. Marino double figures with 10. And the lead
look at this
is
press.
7. Here's Perry. They get across the timeline. Reddick trying to go between defenders, and he gets fouled. And that's going to be on
that's
Richardson.
Richardson, that's his first.
That's his first foul.
Team third?
That's the thing. We've got so many fouls to give, too.
Yes.
Yeah, team fouls. Lyon County, and they each have two here in the final quarter. Here's Perry dribbling across the timeline. Throws down the right corner to Breedlove. Breedlove dribbling around against Marino, handling it well. Breedlove comes back out front, gives to Perry. Travis bluffed to go inside. Now waits for the double team, spins away from it. A lot of body contact.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
goodness.
Goes down for the under the basket, laid up and in by Kirk, but a foul had already been called.
Perry's just dribbling until they finally call it.
That's his second, team's third.
Richardson gets his second foul, team foul number 3 here in the quarter, common foul. Boy, right after the foul, he dished it to a wide open.
Wide open.
Ray Kirk for the lay-in. Pass comes in to Perry. Out beyond the three-point line. They double him. He drives inside. Got him trapped down in the corner. And he throws it. We got a timeout taken.
Timeout. Lyon County.
Lyon County will have two timeouts remaining. We've got 5:48 to go. Lions leading it 46-39. Just under six to play in this semifinal round game. And we'll be back after we step out 1 minute.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Right in front of us, the Warhawks, you hear them clapping. They're trying to get their team encouraged. They're down by 7. 5:48 left to play in the game.
They're taking that spread offense, not kind of a lull tactic that the Lyon County is so good at, but great crossing's taking that away from them, speeding it up. They're not just going to sit and wait, which is a great strategy.
The pressure that the Warhawks have been putting on is incredible, I'm telling you. You got to have.
Here they come.
Here's Perry dribbling in, dumps it out. Bray, Kirk gives it back out. Now Reddick takes it way out near the timeline. Oh. Sends it down to Kirk on the right side. Perry goes to get it. Perry works on the right side, dribbles back out front.
Oh my.
Perry dribbling, dribbling, dribbling. He's double teamed.
That's
he's fouled. And they do call it.
With the fourth.
That's his first.
This could come down to a free throw contest, Glenn Leverett.
Yes.
So we got 5:29 to go. That's four fouls on Great Crossings. If they continue to apply the pressure, here's Reddick. He's dribbling.
Here it comes. Here's two after him.
He floats it back over to Perry on the left side.
Oh
back
God.
To Reddick. Floating those passes. Reddick goes on the dribble. Dribbles around. Now Perry takes it. Perry's picked up the dribble. Now he's in trouble. Gives his shoulders back to Perry underneath.
What is it?
And they called a foul. That was going to be a wide open
layup. Wide
open,
too. The foul on Marino is his fourth.
That's two uncontested. They're penetrating and they're wide open underneath. But two of them, the last two didn't count.
Shoulders, who has 11 points at the free throw line,
makes it.
Puts it up and in. Marino with four fouls, you know, it has an effect on the game. I mean, he has to try to be a little bit more cautious now as Shoulders makes another one.
And the pressure Great Crossing is putting on Lyon County at the backcourt is taking the pressure off of Marino because they're focusing on just holding the ball. And not,
48-39, Warhawks with the ball, Burrell goes down the lane, floats it up, he missed it, tip no good, Marino gets it back, puts it up. And he draws a foul. It'll be an N1 opportunity for Marino.
We've seen a lot of those this week.
Kirk gets his fourth foul. That's the third foul on Lyon County. 12 points now for Marino, and he missed the free throw. Rebound by Travis Perry, so stays at a 7-point game.
Oh.
48-41, Shoulders to Perry. Perry drives in, off to Kirk. And then we get a whistle and a foul on Richards.
Great ball movement. That ball flew down there. And he was uncontested, but he quickly covered and recovered by Marino.
Richardson picking up personal foul number three. And now Bray Kirk at the line for the first time in the game has 6 points. The sophomore puts it up and it rims out. 4:40 left. The lead is 7 for Lyon County. Nobody down in rebounding position for the Lions. The free throw is no good again.
Identical.
He missed the pair. Marino with the rebound. Marino with a double-double now. 12 points, 11 rebounds. Right side, Dawson couldn't get a shot away. Perry tracks him all the way back outside. Now Burrell takes it. What are we getting now all of a sudden? That's a foul on Reddick, and that's his first. And now that's the fourth team foul. Both teams are going to be shooting free throws for the last 4:25. Dawson. Richardson, a three, no good.
Illegal pick.
Illegal screen on Great Crossing, and that is going to be
21 Godfrey. Well, he's upset.
So the ball goes back to Lyon County with 4:21 to play.
Coach Perry said, "My team's in good shape physically. They have to be.
Comes into shoulder.
There we go.
Long pass down, and here's Perry dribbles through. Ripped. Now they come at him with the double team. He dribbles away from it. They knock him loose for a moment. He gets it back.
They wind it.
There have been several fouls. Don't call Perry down the lane.
Oh.
Puts it up and in with the left hand. Perry lulled him in And it's 50-41. Burrell of Dawson. A three is no good. Rebound. Lost out of bounds by Great Crossing.
Shoulder, they were,
Shoulders and Kirk out-battled each other for the ball. And it'll be Great Crossing underneath their own basket with 3:51 to play.
Kirk really, he goes for that ball.
Here's the entry pass and knocked away by Shoulders. Now they move to the other side of the goal. Marino's in there. They're going to let Richardson come and make the entry pass.
Yes.
Breedlove is standing with the hands raised, trying to keep Marino from getting the ball. It comes in, and Burrell dribbles out front. Richardson couldn't get a three away. Now Burrell takes it. Richardson wants it. He's open for the three. It's good.
It's three in a row.
And a timeout taken by Great Crossing. It is 50-44. We've got still a long way to go. 3:39 left. Both teams are shooting free throws. Possession arrow, Great Crossing. And we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Gade Richardson, the junior, just hit that three-point. He's 3 of 6 from the three-point line. 3 of the 4 three-point shots that Great Crossing has connected on. And now Great Crossing, they're going to guard all over the floor.
Really hugging.
Comes into Shoulders, gives to Kirk. And now lost ball, loose in there, battle for it.
Perry.
We get a jump ball, I think. Possession arrow, Great Crossing's way. So the Warhawks get the ball on the alternate possession. Down by 6 and 3:33 to go. Off to the left, the Great Crossing crowd. They're all dressed in white. And they are in large numbers. Here is Dawson. Inbound. He looks. He floats it deep to Marino. Marino hands it down to Dawson on the left wing. Nothing there. Now Richardson out beyond the top of the key. 3:25 to play. Dawson. Burrell. Didn't take the three. Now he does. It's short. Rebound by Kirk. Little guy got the rebound. Hands it off to Reddick. Reddick heads down the floor.
Boy, they're not letting them get up.
Reddick against the double team to Perry. Splits the team on the dribble. A double team. Dribbles down the left side. Goes in through the lane. Comes back outside. He's Marcus Haynes. He drives it down and gives it to Breedlove.
He wants it back.
He gets it back. He dribbles back outside. We're under 3 minutes to play. And now Reddick takes it.
Oh, Reddick needs help.
Reddick is going to take a timeout. And Lyon County will be down to one timeout remaining.
They're not looking. I mean, they're I keep talking about this lull. They go into rest, but they're
2:48 to play. Lyon County 50, Great Crossing 44. Let's step out for 1 minute here at Rupp Arena, but stay with us. An exciting finish coming up in the state semifinals. We're back in 1 minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686. Or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
We are back now, and right in front of us, Coach Steve Page, challenging his team. He's, I really think he's pretty calm.
Yes, he's,
you know.
That's one thing advantage we get when you sit behind the home team. We're 10 feet away from him. We're so close that I don't want to look at him because he thinks maybe I'm listening. But it's something I really enjoy, the chemistry of teams and leadership, and we've seen that all week.
Breedlove is going to try to get it in, and I say try because let me tell you.
All four out front.
It is not easy. They're looking and looking at Breedlove.
He's a sophomore.
And finally he sends it.
5 seconds.
We got a 5 second
count.
That's
a short five. That was about 1.5.
Yeah, you don't want to call that quick, really, probably. But, hey, Greg Crossing gets the ball with 2:48 to go, down by 6. Here is Richardson out on the right side, dribbles left. Marino's down outside the low post area. And here is Dawson back out, Richardson, clock at 2:30. Dawson looks into Marino, cross court to Burrell, goes for the basket, flips it up. No good. Rebound by Travis Perry.
Perry
starts down.
Wow.
He gets it across the timeline.
Clotheslined him.
Boy, they are, again, it's a war out there, and they call a foul. And that's going to be on Barry.
Yeah. Highly contested, and the ref gave him a look.
And now we get the media timeout with 2:19 to go. So we went from 3:39 to 2:19, nothing happened, no points. We'll be back in 1 minute, set the stage for the final 2:19 of this semifinal game. Lyon County up 50-44, back in 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Two shots.
We come back to play. 2:19 left to go here. It's 50-49. Lyon County with the lead, and Travis Perry. A couple of free throws coming right here. Perry walks back and says something to each one of his teammates.
He covers the whole floor. He's not just a scorer.
He's got 18 points in the game. He's not had a great shooting game. 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Free throw line. Perry's first time at the line in this game. Shooting into the end zone with his home crowd, and the free throw is up and good.
Nothing but net. And that rhythm, you're so ready for the second shot after you make that first one.
A little foot tap. A dribble. Eyes the basket. Switch it in. 52-44. 2:15 to go. Burrell dribbling out between the circles. Dawson over the left side. Drives toward the lane, but then backed away. Now to Burrell. They're looking. Here's Dawson. Richardson over here on the left side. The ball's on the right. They go down inside.
Taken
away by Breedlove. And then we get. Oh, wow. What a turnover there. That's big. They come at Perry with a double team. Gets it to shoulders. Back to Perry. Goes down the lane but circles back out.
They're going
to
run this.
Yeah, they're not really looking for much of a shot right here. They would take a layup.
Oh.
Out front. Reddick almost lost it. And he gets fouled.
Great strategy, especially since you've got such good ball handlers.
Burrell gets his fourth foul.
Perry had one guy wide open. He could have dished it off to him, but They're still talking the strategy.
Here's Reddick. 9 points for him. The free throw is no good. First time on the line in the game.
Yes. Yeah. Fatigue is really setting in, and I will say this. The defense creates as much effort, creates as much fatigue as offense to keep away from. Oh, my
goodness. They missed both free throws.
That's four free throws.
1:38 to play. 8-point game. A three by Dawson. No good. Deep rebound by Reddick.
Well, they're giving the ball to Perry. He's every time.
Perry coming down on the dribble, and as he works his way through, he gets fouled, and he'll be back on the line for two. And the foul is on Richardson. That's his fourth.
And the line, Perry, and he will have two.
Perry can make this. He can make it a four-score game. I mean that's rhetoric that we use, but I mean he give a team a 10-point lead if he knocks down a pair of free throws here and he puts it in. So Perry, 20 points now.
If you put it at double digits, Dan, with a 10-point lead here, he makes this free throw.
He fires it.
Oh!
It rolled around and came off.
Wow. Such a soft touch. You're shocked when he misses.
53-44, Richardson. Right side, Burrell. Burrell drives in on the baseline. Cut out looking for Richardson.
Oh.
Richardson, Dawson. Dawson drives down the baseline. Richardson a three out of the left corner, in and out. Rebounded Godfrey back to Richardson. Another three, good. How about that?
Richardson and Dawson are sharp. They're not good at creating their own shot, but they're mostly stand-up position shooters. But in that case, you saw it work.
1:02 to go. The lead is six for Lyon County. Lyon County has one timeout left. Great Crossing has one timeout left. Now, Coach Page is going to take Marino out. He's going to take Richardson out. He's getting a couple of defensive guys in there. L.J. Holman, 6'1 freshman, along with Jalen Warren, a 5'10 junior.
How about this lineup?
Obviously a senior. Yeah, so he's got a small lineup in there. You can tell by the numbers. 0, 3, and 5 are all in. Those are the little guys wear those numbers. And they're going to be seeing if they can't come up with a turnover. Probably. Here with 1:02 to go.
And saying probably, let's force it. Let's do everything we can to try to deny Perry the ball and put the hand the other guys for the free throws because they're going to foul. They're driving the initiative. They have been the entire. They're not just waiting on Lyon County.
Gage Richardson, the 6'4 junior, has 16 points in this game. You know, he's really kind of been the X factor. Not that he can't score, not that you don't. But, I mean, he leads his team in scoring. Has made 4 of 8 threes. A couple of assists as well.
And that's positioning, getting your defenders ready. But a lot can happen after you get the ball back. So that's a key, too.
1:02 to go.
Oh, my. You got to see this, Dan. And we're talking bear hugs.
They are toe-to-toe.
Where's Perry. Now, typically, they dish it back to Perry the moment he throws it in.
Perry gets it to shoulders.
There
it
is.
Back to Perry.
Oh.
Perry is fouled in backcourt. That was an easy one to call.
They tried. Well, he's mad because he wanted him to foul shoulders, and he didn't.
Jalen Warren commits the personal. Perry is going to be at the free throw line. But he missed a free throw a moment ago. But he's 3 of 4 from the line in the game. Has 21 points. And, you know, again, 1 of 2, and it's a three-possession game, and we're now down to a minute remaining. Three-score game if he makes one, and it's no good. Perry slaps that ball away.
Be careful.
Well, the official knew he was
mad
at himself, not at Perry's going to shoot another one.
Coach was showing him how to foul. This is a big one here.
Puts it in.
7 points. 54-47. Lyon County over Great Crossing with 55 seconds to go.
Richardson behind the screen could get a shot away. Now Burrell. Burrell back to Richardson. Richardson is double teamed. Burrell takes it, drives in. Floater is up and good.
That's two of those he's had.
Burrell cuts the lead to 5 points at 54-49. Whoa. They want a foul. And here's Perry driving through. Lost the ball. Picked up.
Oh.
And Perry got it back. knocked it out the shoulders. Oh, my goodness. And now Reddick is down, but I think he's okay. Perry driving through. He's being chased, and now Burrell fouls out of the game.
Listen, look at
this
crowd.
23 seconds to go.
I'm not talking the team. Look at this. Is amazing. These are people who just come with their arms folded, and now they're. We saw the same thing with Harlan yesterday.
Well,
Harlan County.
This is the pace of what happens there, folks. I am left in the words to describe it, really, because, I mean, I've told people over the year, you know, that maybe they'll say, what do you think about Travis Perry? I said, I've never seen anybody play with the energy he plays with for 32 minutes. And you just saw it right there.
They
took
the ball away from him. He came back and took it back.
And free throws, and that was right in the bottom of the net. So now Perry, it's 55-49. If he makes this one, the Warhawks are probably done for. It would take them three possessions, and they got one timeout left. And Perry makes it. 56-49. Dawson got to shoot the three. Richardson fires a long one in and out. Rebound battle for her.
Look at him.
Kurt gets it. Perry comes out of there. Gets it across the timeline down to Reddick. Goes under, lays it in, and this game is over.
It's over.
Reddick with the layup, about 8 seconds to go, and Lyon County has come in and upset.
Look at this. State tournament.
Now, the celebration right now is somewhat like you won the state championship, and they haven't. But Great Crossing, a team that had lost a game to a Kentucky team this season, has gone down 58-49, the final, and we will be back here at Rupp Arena to recap it for you. Then we've got Harlan County coming up against Evangel Christian, not that far away. Stay with us. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
All-tournament team from Great Crossing, number 11, Gage Richardson.
Whoa!
Gage Richardson named to the all-tournament team along with Malachi Marino. He's out getting his award right now. And you can reflect on games a lot of ways. It's easy to sit back after a game is over and you look at the statistics and you kind of analyze what did and didn't happen in a game. And I got to tell you that.
And now the Great Crossing team will step forward to receive its semifinalist trophy for the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16.
All right, so they're the awards that we have, and Great Crossing team down the way applauding and sticking around, which is what you do. And now Lyon County's going to go try to get ready to win a state championship. They've got a few hours to go, and we've got another game coming up shortly. Real quick, the numbers in this one for Great Crossing. Richardson leads the way with 16 points, 6 of 12 shooting, and 4 of 9 from the three-point line with 2 assists, followed by Marino with 12 points, 4 of 6. Only took 6 shots in the game, 4 of 7 free throws. He had 14 rebounds, so a double-double for Marino. 6 points for Godfrey, who was not a factor in that second half. Really, 6 points, 7 rebounds. Dawson had 11 points and 6 rebounds, and he was really not a factor offensively in the second half. Looking backward and analyzing, Dawson probably should have taken a few more shots. He probably should have been more aggressive offensively. Great Crossing, all of them were aggressive defensively. But then Burrell, who fouled out there in the closing seconds, he had 4 points and was only 2 of 11 from the field in the game. They had 11 assists on 17 field goals, only make 17 of 46 for 37%, and 5 of 20 from the three-point line for 25%. Over for Lyon County, Travis Perry with 24 points. He was only 7 of 19 from the field, made 4 of 11 threes and 6 of 8 from the line, including some free throws down the stretch. 4 rebounds, 4 assists for Perry. Brady Shoulders in double figures with 13, 3 of 5 from the field. Only took 5 shots in the game. 2 of 4 threes, 5 of 6 free throws, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. 11 points for Jack Reddick. He was 5 of 7 from the field. He had 6 rebounds, 3 assists. 6 for Bray Kirk. Only took 3 shots. They were all threes, and he made 2 of them. Had 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Luke Breedlove with... He had 4 points, 2 of 3 from the field, 3 rebounds. And then you had Collins and DePue. Neither one of those players scored. Both had rebounds in the game. And they were 19 of 43 from the field, 44.2%, and made 9 of 21 threes, 42.9%. Again, a 12-point advantage at the 3-point line. And they made 11 of 18 free throws. Rebounding, reasonably close, really. Great Crossing out rebounds. Lyon County 29-24, but turnovers, Lyon County only had 5 turnovers in this game, and let me tell you, that is a Yaleman's effort, and that talks about great ball handling and Great Crossing turn it over 9 times. Points off of turnovers, Lyon County 16, Great Crossing 2.
A takeaway I had too, Dan, in your conversation with Coach Perry, is how without any notes, he recited individual statistics with each of his players, including those 3 sophomores. So I watched them today. But one of the takeaways from me today, and certainly, you know, with Noah yesterday and with Perry and this team and Shoulders, but to watch what DePue and Kirk and Breedlove, the 3 of those, how they contributed. And how they're right there, and the other players, the seniors, have confidence in them. But I was really impressed how Coach Perry just recited their statistics, 1, 2, 3, and number shots, rebounds, assists. So,
well, in 45 minutes of playing time, Kirk and Collins and DePue, and Collins only played for a minute, but the other 2 guys played 31 and 13, 1 turnover among those 3 sophomores. And that's sometimes you don't have to score to have a huge impact on a game.
Right.
And again, those guys weren't handling the ball a lot, but they got to make themselves available. They got to create space for Reddick and Perry to handle the ball. And they certainly did a phenomenal job at that. Points in the paint, Great Crossing 20 to 14. They needed a bigger margin there. Second chance points, though, Great Crossing does lead 17 to 5. No points off the bench for either team. Each team had 1 fast break basket in the game. It was not a game where you could beat the other team down the floor for easy ones. It wasn't going to happen. The largest lead was 12 by Lyon County at 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Great Crossing never led by more than 2 points.
Wow.
And that was when they took a 2-0 lead. Three ties, three lead changes. It was a Lyon County day as they go to 35-3, move into the state championship game tonight, and we get Great Crossing closing out at 36-2. We'll be back and wrap things up, get you ready for the next semifinal in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Well, we got one team in the finals, Lyon County. Well, I tell people all the time when I go down and do the All-A Classic every year, Glenn, that what great basketball it is. Because, you know, you don't have to have 2,000 students. You can even have 37 and be in a state semifinal. It only takes five out there on the floor, and the All-A Classic is always terrific. And, you know, a Newport team that had an injured player, and they're feeling right now, boy, you know, how close we were, and maybe we'd be there getting ready to try to see if we could play tonight. But they're not around anymore. But we've got an All-A team in the finals, and we got another All-A team getting ready to play.
It's amazing.
In the semifinals as Evangel Christian takes on a Harlan County team and a player. And Trent Noah, that is, he's captured the just as much as Travis Perry,
yes,
I think.
Yes,
Trent
yes.
Noah has captured the attention of this crowd. We'll see. Whatever we have tonight, folks, you want to be here. You're either going to have two of the best players that I have seen in a state tournament playing in a championship game. I don't know. You know, you flash back, and I think now, Bobby Washington and Wes Unsell and Mike Redd, the first one I ever saw. And you think through the years of the great players you've seen that lined up in a finals, but if something happened and we have Noah against Perry in the finals tonight, you know, you don't want to miss it if you're a basketball fan. But, hey, just plan on coming anyway, because if it's not Trent Noah, it's going to be Evangel Christian, a school with 37 kids in their high school, playing for a state championship, and it'll be two Class A schools that'll be battling. So
I love to share. I'm better at giving than receiving. And when I see a movie or a performance or, you know, a ball game, I think of all the people that I know and love and respect that I wish they could see this. In today's world, you lose everything in translation. And what we've seen, as I said, the first game you and I did, that each tournament has its own personality, and the personality of this one is, you just come with the expectations to see things that you've never seen before, and you always leave with experiences that you didn't anticipate. So it's been a great ride with me. I can't wait for tonight.
Hey,
and this afternoon we got another one.
Hey, we got another game coming up. Glenn Leverage is leaving us for this season, but Glenn, it's always a great time.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate your help and the love you have for the game, and
for
sharing information with our listeners back
home. It was a bucket list for me 12 years ago, but Dan, to work with you and the Gateway Radio and Hayes and Tim and the entire team has just been something that I will always cherish and always appreciate.
Hey, thanks a lot. Gary Crawford, he's another one of our veteran guys. He's going to move in and be with us in this next semifinal run game, which is going to begin, and we'll be back for it probably in only about 15 minutes. So,
wow.
Hey, stay with us here on WMST AM and FM and Gate WMST Radio.com. Listen live. Again, our final score in this semifinal round game with Lyon County after they went to a 28-24 halftime lead, made a little run at the beginning of the third quarter that got them a little breathing room, and even though Great Crossing fought back, they were never able to get back over that hump, and Lyon County goes on to win it 58-49. Thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Radio Network, and for Glenn Leverage, I'm Dan Manley from Rupp Arena. Until we rejoin you in about 15 minutes or so, so long for now from Rupp Arena.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
I want you to come back.